Cale Clark here. Thanks for listening to my podcast. Check out Charity Mobile and prayerfully consider making them your wireless carrier. Mention offer code Relevant Radio and get a free phone. Don't delay. CharityMobile.com. That's CharityMobile.com.
Relevant Radio is listener-supported radio.
Give from the heart.
Give from the heart.
To the radio station that supports you heart and soul.
This is the Relevant Radio Winter Pledge Drive. Give from the heart.
And this is Cale Clark, and I'm so glad that you have done exactly that. This is the Cale Clark Show on Relevant Radio, 888-914-9149. That's a studio line to call in to talk to me for free, and that is all made possible by the donations of good people like you, and I thank you guys for coming through for us this week. We have less than $1 million to go to reach our target of $3 million for the week. It's a lot of cash for sure, but we do need to raise that in order to keep us going for another quarter here on the airwaves, on the internet, and of course through our app, through podcasts. We want to bring Christ to the world through the media. And we're doing it all together. You and I are partnering in this. So don't forget, you can give it any time during this hour, and it's a 100% matching hour. And you can go to relevantradio.com. You can go to the Relevant Radio app. You'll be out of there in about 60 seconds. It's like that movie with Nicolas Cage, Gone in 60 Seconds. And it's a really secure experience. And if you do call, though, here's the pledge drive number to call. There are friendly operators standing by, 877-291-0123. I want to give a shout out to my man, Garen Colson at Relevant Radio, does our sponsorship program. Great, great guy. And he has logged, I think he's got the record for the most phone calls answered this week. The staff are all hands on deck. But don't worry, we have great content for you during the show. We will have some pitch breaks here and there, but we are not going to shortchange you on content. I'm going to be telling you today how to win an argument with Jesus. This is a great thing. This is a great thing. In today's gospel, the only person in Jesus' career who ever bested him in an argument. Going to tell you about that. It is great, great, great stuff. Later on, I'll also be joined by Timory. It's so good to have her back. And she's got two baby girls now, and she's got her hands full, but she's going to take the time to join me later on the program. Also want to say that here's our goal for this hour. We want to get a record going here. We've had a record hour already this week on the show. The goal is to try to raise $50,000 this hour for Relevant Radio. Our past record for this hour, this particular hour of the day, has been $42,000. So I think we can get to 50. I think you guys can do it. And hey, if somebody gives $25,000 right now, we'll make it because there is that partnership challenge going on. It's a dollar for dollar match, plus all of our pledge drive premiums you can check out on the website and on the app. Just click on the banner for those. So let's try to do that. And I thought also I'd ask you guys how you found out about the program. If you've been listening to the show for a while, and I love it when longtime, first-time callers call in. I've been a longtime listener, but a first-time caller. How did you find out about the program? I'm super curious about this. I'd love to hear from you. And once again, the studio line to call is 888-914-9149. How'd you discover the Cale Clark Show? How'd you discover Relevant Radio in general? Tell me about that. Love to hear from you. This is kind of your week because we're in this together to keep this mission going. And by the way, the readings today were so rich, and it really hit me hard personally when I heard them. I'm going to share that with you, as well as the story about the woman who beat Jesus in an argument. And then later on today, we had a really special guest call into Relevant Radio this morning, Philip Rivers. Incredibly accomplished NFL quarterback. He retired back in 21. He never made it to the Super Bowl, but I'll tell you, he had a phenomenal, electric career. And I mean that quite literally because he played most of his career for the Chargers. His last season was with the Colts in Indianapolis, and he called into Morning Air and talked to John Morales and gave his Super Bowl prediction and talked about his Catholic faith. He's a father of nine, beautiful Catholic family, and it's kind of come full circle for Philip Rivers. It was his first time calling into Relevant Radio. We're going to share some of that with you later in the program. I can't wait to do that. And we always do this. We always do this every year on Pledge Drive, and four times a year, in fact, we do this during each and every Pledge Drive. If we make our targets. And I know that we will. I know you're going to come through. So I'm going to do this for you in advance. Michaela. My daughter Michaela has promised to join us later on during this hour for another segment of her kid jokes. They always bring a smile to your face. I can't wait for her to join us later in the program. Let's pray the Memorare together. Producer Jim just said, did you pray the Memorare yet? And I'm like, ah, I forgot again. So let's do that, because we have to start every hour with the Memorare. We need to entrust this to Our Lady. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thy intercession was ever left unaided. Inspired with this confidence, we fly unto thee, O Virgin of Virgins, our Mother. To you do we come, before you we stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not our petitions, but in your mercy hear and answer us. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Yeah, we're entrusting the success of this pledge drive to Mary, and we're asking you to give from the heart, and of course, the heart of Our Lady, the heart of our Lord, the Sacred Heart of Jesus, so key, those two hearts in unison, and our hearts have to beat with their hearts too. All right, let's go to the phones right now. Patrick is calling from Austin, Texas. Always great to hear from you, Patrick. Thanks for calling in.
Hey, it's been a while. It's good to hear from you again, and it was the fact that I moved to Austin that I found Relevant Radio. And
no kidding.
Station. I left Mississippi, the Mississippi Gulf Coast, and they had another Catholic radio program called Radio Maria that Texas does not have. At least I haven't found it, but I did find Relevant Radio, and it's wonderful. So I really enjoy it, and I do have a monthly draft. I'm not going to tell you how much, because it's probably not enough, but it should be more. But that comes out of my account that goes to Relevant Radio. So I encourage everybody else who's out there listening to also give to Relevant Radio, because it's a great gift.
Well, thank you, Patrick, for your gift to Relevant Radio. And we appreciate you so much. You're one of our best callers. I love talking to you. It's so much fun when you call in. We get a lot of great calls from Austin. And so I know there's probably a lot of people in your shoes or in your cowboy boots, as it were, who've discovered Relevant Radio down there in the Lone Star State recently, because we've got some new stations there. We've got some great coverage there. And we're so happy to be reaching the great state of Texas, along with all of the United States and the entire world, through our app and through relevantradio.com. Hey, Patrick, thank you so much. Appreciate you, man. Appreciate you so much. And how about you? If you're listening, how did you find out about the program? How did you find out about Relevant Radio? Love to hear from you. Call into our studio line, 888-914-9149. So how do you beat Jesus in an argument? We'll tell you right after this. Here's Father Rocky.
Hi, this is Father Rocky, CEO of Relevant Radio. Did you know that evangelizing on the radio is the most effective and least expensive way to spread the word of God? It's true. Only pennies per hour per person. You can help us keep our costs down by becoming a member of our St. Joseph Recurring Gift Society. You give a gift of $25 or more every month to Relevant Radio, and when we know we can count on your gift, we can reduce the amount of mail we send out. It helps us to budget better on our end, and of course, the same goes for you on your end. Please consider becoming a member of our St. Joseph Recurring Gift Society today. You can join us for as little as $25 a month. And this hour, we have matching funds. It only takes a minute to give when you give online at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app. You can also give by calling 877-291-0123. Your gift this hour will be doubled, and it's tax deductible.
That's right. This is Cale Clark. I'm going to be joined by Timory in just a moment. But I want to tell you that during this hour, and by the way, this is the hour of power. It's our last hour. It's your last chance during this pledge drive to give and support the work of Relevant Radio on the Cale Clark Show. It's really your vote of confidence for the show. If we've been able to help you, if you enjoy listening to the program, you want to keep us on the air, this is your chance to say, yes, I want more of this. And the way to do that is to call 877-291-0123 to give from the heart, or go to relevantradio.com, the Relevant Radio app. Of course, when you give online, there's that extra special gift that we're going to give to you. We're going to send you that beautiful talk by Father James Kibicki on the heart of Jesus, the love of Jesus. It's perfect for Valentine's Day. And we need to understand that God loves us so much. and people around us need to get in touch with the love of Christ. There's so many lonely people out there. There's so many counterfeits of true love, and that's why we want to bring Christ to the world through the media. So this is the last hour to give on the Cale Clark Show, because we will have a show tomorrow, but Pledge Drive will be over by then. So this is really the time to call in, and only for the rest of this hour, for about the next 45 or 6 minutes, we're going to have matching funds dollar for dollar. Every gift is doubled. And if you give at least a dollar a day, if you come in at that $365 level for the year, we're going to send you this very special book, Jesus, I Trust in You, a 30-day personal retreat with the Litany of Trust by Sister Faustina Maria Pia. She's one of the Sisters of Life, and she's got a life-changing message. And I was talking with Josh Raymond, the host of The Inner Life, earlier today during the Faith Explained show, and he says that, quite honestly, she was on his program, I think, two days ago she was on, and he's read the book, and he said, this is honestly one of the best books I've read this year, the best spiritual book I've read this year, hands down. So Timory's joining me right now. And Timory, what do we got going on? Who's calling in right now?
Janice is a first-time giver, and she just gave $10. That's what she could give today, and
thank
we are
you,
so grateful. You know, sometimes I think people don't call in to support us here at Relevant Radio because they think they don't have a lot to give. $10, I know in my book at times, has been all I could absolutely give, and sometimes I don't because maybe I don't think it's enough, but it is. It's all of these gifts that make up the work we're doing here
absolutely.
At Relevant Radio.
Absolutely. Many hands make light work, and it's some people can give more because they've been blessed with more resources. And Father Rocky, during the last hour, he talked about a man who's in prison for the rest of his life. He's discovered Relevant Radio, and he gives just a couple of dollars a month. That's all he can give. But it's a meaningful gift, and you can give yours too. It's doubled. Every dollar is doubled. 877-291-0123, relevantradio.com, or the app Give from the Heart.
Faith, facts, and fun. It's the Cale Clark Show on Relevant Radio.
Hey, welcome back to the program. So good to be with you for this segment of the Cale Clark Show. And I promised I would share with you from today's gospel the lady who actually beat Jesus in an argument. Really the first person who ever did it. And I'm sure Jesus was actually kind of happy about this. And we'll share this with you. And if you actually, all of the readings today, as I mentioned before, pretty powerful. In fact, the readings have been going through the book of Genesis, the Old Testament reading, the first reading, Genesis chapter 1 and 2, the creation accounts. And on the Faith Explained program, we did a great series on the book of Genesis. So if you really want to do a deep dive, check out the podcast, check out our archives and relevantradio.com. Just go to our shows, find the Faith Explained little tab there on the left-hand side, and you can check out many of the series that we've done. And this one is about the creation of woman. And some say, hey, woman is the pinnacle of creation because God saved the best for last. The Lord God said, it is not good for the man to be alone. I will make a suitable partner for him. So the Lord God formed out of the ground various wild animals and various birds of the air, and he brought them to the man to see what he would call them. Whatever the man called each of them would be its name. The man gave names to all the cattle, all the birds of the air, all the wild animals, but none proved to be the suitable partner for the man. And Adam realized, and St. John Paul II talked about this in his Theology of the Body, this masterwork on the meaning of life, body, love, marriage, celibacy for the kingdom. Everything is kind of covered here, our vocation. He talked about this passage, and really what the Theology of the Body is also is his basic, I mean, it's essentially his Bible study on Genesis, and believe me, it's much better than mine. And the Pope said this. He said that despite the fact that Adam was surrounded by so many other creatures, he realized that he was utterly alone. There was no one like him. There was no one that he could give himself to, no one that he could love. And God solved that problem by quite literally splitting the atom. Ha ha. It says, so the Lord God cast a deep sleep on the man, and while he was asleep, he took out one of his ribs and closed up its place with flesh. The Lord God then built up into a woman the rib that he had taken from the man. When he brought her to the man said, this one at last is bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. This one shall be called woman, for out of her man, this one has been taken. That is why a man leaves his father and mother and clings to his wife, and the two of them become one flesh. The man and his wife were both naked, yet they felt no shame. And this is interesting. I'll get into this in just a second. This is what the Pope said was the key to understanding all of the theology of the body. This line, they were naked and yet were unashamed. Now, it's not to say that we should be, you know, running around without clothes. Of course not. We need them. And this is because sin is in the world. Sin is on the loose in the world. But last night on Relevant Radio, Scott Hahn joined Father Rocky for the Family Rosary Across America. And Scott Hahn, of course, is known for his biblical puns and his books. They're always so funny. One of the funniest things he's ever said was in talking about this passage, hey, do you know why Eve was called woman? Why is that? Because when Adam first saw her, when he woke up from his deep sleep, from his divine anesthesia, if you will, he woke up, he saw Eve, and he said, whoa, man, she is beautiful. God, you've outdone yourself. This is more than I could ever. Thank you for that sound effect, Jim. I appreciate that. That canned laughter might have been the only laughter out there. But hey, we'll have way more funny jokes when Michaela joins us later this hour for Relevant Radio Kid Jokes. You're not going to want to miss that right here and only here on the Cale Clark Show. Anyway, so Dr. Scott Hahn, I thought I'd mention that. Great puns, great jokes, keep them coming. He had a great night with us on the Family Rosary last evening, record numbers, and thank you so much for taking the time, Dr. Hahn. And with this idea of being naked yet without shame, what the Pope said about that, what John Paul II said about that in the theology of the body was that we have to understand that sexual desire is a gift from God, but it's only to be exercised in this covenant of marriage. And the reason why they could be without shame is because they experienced this call as a call to love in the image of God, the image of God. And there was no sin in the world at this point. Don't forget, the tempter had not tricked our first parents yet. So there was no original sin in the world. And this call to love in the image of God is this call to give oneself totally. And of course, there's this analogy with Jesus on the cross, because Jesus, this is amazing, just like with Adam, the second Adam, Jesus, his bride comes from his body, from his side, on the cross, when his heart was pierced with the lance, what poured out of his side? Blood and water. The Apostle John describes it. He says, I was a witness to this. I am not lying. At the foot of the cross, blood and water. By the way, that's an actual medical condition that happens when a person is under severe physical stress, like in a crucifixion, sort of this watery sac forms around the heart. And so that's exactly what would have happened. This pericardial sac would have burst, and what would have looked like water would have come out of his side along with the blood, of course. And this is, of course, much deeper than that. What's going on physically, it's sacramental. This is an image of course. And it's like the divine mercy image, the two rays coming out of the side of Christ. The water represents baptism, of course, and the blood, the Eucharist, the blood of Christ. And so the church was essentially born, created out of the side of Christ, the bride of Christ. And so this is incredible. How did Jesus love his bride? Well, these are the vows of marriages in the Catholic Church. Freely, totally, faithfully, and fruitfully. He says, no one takes my life from me, but I lay it down of my own free will. It wasn't so much that Judas betrayed me or the Roman soldiers nailed me to the cross. I choose to give my life for you. This is gift total. Yes, he says, this is my body given up for you. He gives it all. Is it faithful? You got it. Last thing he said in Matthew's gospel before he ascends into heaven, Matthew 28:20, I will be with you always until the end of the age. He'll never leave us, especially in the Eucharist. He is always there. And then, of course, is his love fruitful? Every single one of us who's been born again through baptism into the Catholic Church, the womb of the church, the baptismal font, we are God's children. His love for his bride has been incredibly fruitful for all eternity. And so this is the call to love in God's image. And the reason why they could be unashamed was because sin wasn't in the world yet. And what sin brings into the world is lust. As soon as Adam and Eve sin, we see in Genesis, they cover themselves. And when God tracks them down, not that he doesn't know what's happening, he says, hey, why are you covering yourselves? Well, you know, we were naked. Well, who told you you were naked? They didn't even know they were naked before. Yet they made the original Fruit of the Loom underwear. They covered themselves with fig leaves. Ah, there you go. I'm not sure how comfortable it was, but having said that, God upgrades them to animal skins. You need some leather in there. I don't know. Gets cold at night. At any rate, I say no more about that. But Christopher West once said this. He's one of the major proponents of the theology of the body. He said that, what is lust, if you really think about it? Lust is desire, sexual desire, which is a good gift from God. He created it. It's sexual desire without the love of God. Why? Because it's not about self-giving. It's about using. It's about using the other person. And that's why you need to cover yourself up, because you don't want to be used. You don't want to be objectified by the other. And so this is why it's necessary in a fallen world that, yes, we do need to clothe ourselves. We do need modesty. We do need chastity. We need all those things. And so really incredible reading today for that first reading from Genesis. And then the psalm kind of choked me up a little bit, because it was Psalm 128. It's a beautiful psalm. We actually chose this. Patricia and I chose this for the psalm at our wedding mass. It was one of the readings. And it says, your wife shall be like a fruitful vine in the recesses of your home, your children like olive plants around the table. And she always hated that psalm afterwards. Why? Because for 10 years, we weren't able to have children. And we struggled with infertility until Michaela came along. She was kind of a miraculous birth, to be quite honest with you. And after she was born, our physician told us, said, I never wanted to tell you guys this before because I didn't want to get you down. But when I saw Patricia's scans, I said, this woman is never going to be able to get pregnant. So we thank God. I'm so thankful that I have one child. And it's a very meaningful psalm for us. And so, blessed are those who fear the Lord. And we try to do that. We try to live our lives before God and try to bring others to Him. Then we come to the gospel, and this is the interesting passage that so many people have questions about this Syrophoenician woman. Was Jesus actually insulting her? He says something to her that really takes people aback. This is what he says. Now, let me just read the whole thing to you here. Jesus went to the district of Tyre. This is Tyre and Sidon. He's in Gentile territory. He entered a house, wanted no one to know about it. And I'll tell you why he didn't want anyone to know in just a second. But he could not escape notice. Soon, a woman whose daughter had an unclean spirit heard about him. She came and fell at his feet. The woman was Greek, a Syrophoenician by birth, and she begged him to drive the demon out of her daughter. He said to her, let the children be fed first, for it is not right to take the food of the children and throw it to the dogs. Wow. And so a lot of people say, I cannot believe Jesus said that. Is he insulting her? Is he calling her a dog? We'll get into that. Trust me, I'll explain this. She replied and said to him, yes, Lord, but even the dogs under the table eat the children's scraps. Then he said to her, for saying this, you may go. The demon has gone out of your daughter. And when the woman went home, she found the child lying in bed and the demon gone. Wow, this is a dramatic story. And let me tell you something. No Catholic would ever, ever make that up. This is one of the reasons why we can trust the gospel. We can trust the authenticity of the gospels. No Catholic would ever make up a story like that. I'll tell you more, and I'll tell you why after this quick break. Timory's going to join me right now on Relevant Radio as we continue with our Get From the Heart pledge drive, our quarterly pledge drive for this winter. Be right back. Hey, thanks for joining me today, Cale Clark, on The Cale Clark Show. We're trying to get to a record because this is your last chance to support the program. It's our last hour, a power hour, if you will, on this Thursday of our pledge drive week for winter. Give from the heart. Timory's going to be along in just a moment to join me. We're going to give you a little update on the numbers, how things are going, highlight some of you who are sacrificially giving, and you can do so as well, 877-291-0123. It's important for you to know that any amount no matter how big, no matter how small, is matched dollar for dollar, 100%. We have a partnership challenge. We have a lot of anonymous donors at Relevant Radio who have said, we want to help. We want to double the impact to kind of spur people to give so that they can experience the joy. God loves a cheerful giver. That's what St. Paul says. Blessed is the one who gives more so than the one who receives. And I think we know this in our own life. We just got through the Christmas season, and yeah, maybe we're tallying up the cost of Christmas even now. The credit card bills come due, but you all experience the joy. It's far more joyful to give a gift than to receive. And so we'd like you to give the gift of Christ to the world through the media by donating to Relevant Radio. Help keep us on the airwaves. Give from the heart right now, please. 877-291-0123, relevantradio.com and the Relevant Radio app. I want to introduce my friend Timory now. She needs no introduction. She's one of these people that only has one name, Timory. You don't even need a last name, I don't think, anymore, Timory. I know you have one, but it's just Timory. Hey, Timory.
Hey, Kale. How's it going?
It's going great. I'm so happy to really be back pitching with you. We had a great hour yesterday on your show. We set an all-time record. So congratulations, Timory. That's amazing. I think people missed you, obviously. And they're excited to support Relevant Radio.
It's good to be here. And you know what? People are stepping up. In fact, Angela just gave from Tustin, California. My dad grew up there. Small world. Spent a lot of time in that area. Leslie just gave from California as well, and Judith. We are having Greg, first-time giver from Wisconsin. It's incredible to see all of these names, to pray with you, to be with you, to know that you're there listening and participating in these conversations. You're our friend, you know, on the other side. I said recently that sometimes I feel like I'm talking to a wall, Kale, because I am talking to a wall and a computer. And then when, you know, these names come to life and you're where you're from, it's so exciting for us to know that you are there and you're supporting the work we are doing. So please step forward and support the Kale Clark Show. This is your last opportunity. How can people do that, Kale?
Well, they can do that by calling 877-291-0123 or quickly and easily and securely on the Relevant Radio app and relevantradio.com. Amanda, Mesa, Arizona, Super Bowl's there. She just gave a super gift of $100. It's matched. She's a new donor. Thank you, Amanda. Give from the heart. Hi, this is Kale Clark. Thanks for listening to my podcast. Check out Charity Mobile and prayerfully consider making them your wireless carrier. They're a pro-life phone company, and 5% of your monthly plan price goes to Relevant Radio or another pro-life charity of your choice. For a limited time, new customers who mention offer code Relevant Radio get a free phone with free activation and free shipping. Don't delay. CharityMobile.com. That's CharityMobile.com.
This is the Relevant Radio Winter Pledge Drive.
Give from the heart.
Give from the heart.
Give from the heart, yeah. Hey, we got a little ways to go here. We've got about 53 calls that have come in this hour. We want to get to 100 calls. We want to try to raise 50,000 during this hour, but we do have some distance to cover. So if you can make a larger gift, if you can come in with 25,000, we'll get to that 50,000 level. Or maybe you can come in with 50, we'll get to 100. Wow, that would really be an all-time record. And every dollar is matched 100% if you go to the app, if you go to relevantradio.com, or call 877-291-0123. And if you're on the studio line and you're waiting to talk, because I did ask you how you found out about Relevant Radio, how you discovered us, we will get to your call in just a bit. Virginia, I see you there. Bonnie, David, if you could just hang on, we'll be right with you. But I did want to explain really quickly this situation with the Syrophoenician woman, where she says, hey, my daughter's at home with a demon. Can you please heal her? And Jesus says, it's not right to take the children's bread and cast it to the dogs. That sounds incredibly harsh, potentially offensive. And let me tell you this. This is, again, a mark of authenticity for the gospel. No Christian would ever make up a story like this out of whole cloth where Jesus says this to a Gentile woman. But what's going on here is a couple of things. And I've heard people try to kind of soften the blow in certain ways, and they'll say things like, well, if you look at the Greek word in the text, it actually means little dog, like a puppy. And he's just kind of saying, oh, that's so cute, like a little puppy, your little faith. You know, no. I think that's a stretch. That's a real stretch. I mean, I could be wrong, but that to me seems like a stretch. The only explanation that I've heard that makes a little bit more sense of this was that if you look at Mark's gospel up to this point, the disciples are exhausted. They are absolutely, they are beat. I mean, they're tired. They've just gone through all kinds of journeys with Jesus. The feeding of the 5,000, that was a lot of work, you know, collecting the leftover baskets. Jesus is walking on the water. They're terrified. When you get scared, you get tired. It just wears you out. Jesus has tried to, they've been in ministry, working hard, and Jesus wanted to take them to a quiet place where they could rest. That's why he doesn't want anybody to know that he's in town. It's like, these guys need to rest. I'm looking out for my guys here, and rest with me. You know, I will give you rest. Just like on our rustic pillow that we're offering as one of the Pledge Drive premiums. Check it out on the website. Anyways, segue there. I had to throw that in. But having said that, it is a throw pillow after all, so I had to throw that in. But this woman comes to him. And by the way, if he says yes to her request, she wants him to actually go to her town. And come on to my village. And there's a whole bunch of other people, by the way, that you need to meet that need help. And Jesus knows, no, that's not what we want to do here. These guys need rest. So not right now, because there's an order to this. Jesus's mission is first to the Jew, then to the Gentile. That's the way it goes with St. Paul as well. He talks about this a lot in his letters, in his letter to the Romans and all kinds of places, and that was his motif in his ministry, in his preaching. He goes first to the synagogue, and when he gets, some people accepted the message, some didn't, then he goes to the Gentiles secondly. And God, of course, started with his chosen people, Israel. He could have chose any group of people. He chose the Israelites to start being the vehicle of his message to the world, and eventually he was always going to include all people. This was the promise to Abraham that all the nations would be blessed through him. Now it's coming true. But Jesus in his earthly ministry can only do so much. It's not going to be like the church, his mystical body, can go anywhere. And so first to the Jew, then to the Gentiles. But when he says for a first, I've got to do this, that implies that later he will make sure that the Gentiles get that message. And bread, by the way, this idea of bread, it's not right to toss the children's bread. Bread is a symbol of the kingdom. And right after this, Jesus does another feeding miracle, the feeding of the 4,000 in Gentile territory. It's pretty awesome stuff. And so Jesus is basically saying, not right now, okay? And this isn't the right time. My guys need to rest. I can't go to your village. But then she says, but yes, understand this, the dogs that sit by the table do eat the crumbs that fall from that table and from the children's bread. And I'm sure that Jesus was very touched by that reply. That was an incredible reply. And he says, for this reply, you may go. And I don't even need to go there. I'm God. I can do a long distance exorcism, which is incredibly outstanding. We talked about the exorcisms of Jesus this week. This is astounding. A long distance exorcism. And he does long distance healings as well. Does it in our lives too. Our lives have been touched by Christ. But Jesus was really, I think, moved by the faith of this woman, by this reply. And in a sense, she's the only person who ever bested Jesus in an argument. But I'm sure he was all too happy for that to happen. You're listening to The Cale Clark Show on Relevant Radio. Hey, I asked you, how'd you find out about the program? How'd you find out about Relevant Radio? Let's go to Virginia in Oceanside, California. Hi, Virginia.
Hi, good afternoon.
Good to talk to you. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, sure. So I'm bummed that I missed Philip Rivers this morning, because that's actually how I heard about the station back in like 2014, 2015. And he was on with our bishop at the time, the local San Diego News. And they said that they showed him flipping the switch with the bishop for Catholic radio. So it was immaculate. And then from there, I just kind of followed the transition, and I've been through several of the conferences that they've had here and met several of the on-air show hosts. And yeah, it's been fabulous. I pass the apple on to people, tell them about it all the time. I know there's at least a couple of people who I know that have sort of like reconverted and reverted into the faith because of us taking them, or you're going to come with me to this event. And yeah, so it's been amazing. It's been wonderful, and I pray for the station and for the staff and the ministry every day.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. We need it so much, and that's one thing. A lot of people say, I can't give right now. I'm in a jam right now. You can pray. That's the best gift that we could receive, because God is going to move hearts. And Virginia, thank you for that. Thanks for sharing that. Speaking of Philip Rivers, you missed it this morning on Morning Air, his appearance. Guess what? I've got you covered, because I've got some clips from his interview that he gave on Morning Air today. You're going to want to hear this. He is a faithful Catholic, and as you said, he helped to really flip the switch to get an Immaculate Heart radio station set up in California. And that's where I first met Patrick Madrid. He was with Immaculate Heart Radio, and of course, the merger happened with Relevant Radio in 2017. And we've been off to the races ever since. Hey, let's go to Bonnie in Wakefield, Rhode Island. Hi, Bonnie.
Hello. How are you?
I'm well. How did you discover Relevant Radio?
I never listened to the radio, and I very seldom watch TV, but I happened to turn it on one day, and I'm flipping through the AM stations, and there was a lot of non-Catholic stations, and I kept going and find Relevant Radio. Probably about 8 months ago. And to this day, I'll spend a couple of hours in my car just listening.
Wow, I love that.
And it's an amazing, amazing state. What you people do has saved me from so much despondency because I have problems with my son. But it's just, God bless you. God bless everything you do. I just can't believe the stories. I can't believe everything. It's just so enlightening.
Oh, thank you, Bonnie. I really appreciate that. And like we always say, like Father Rocky likes to say, we love traffic jams at Relevant Radio because we know there's a great chance that people are going to find one of our 200 stations in the car, and they're going to find hope. That's what they're going to find. These miracle moments, you've heard a lot of them this week during our pledge drive, but they happen every day on Relevant Radio. God touches lives and hearts, and I'm just so grateful to be a part of the team here at Relevant Radio. And hey, let's play a little clip here from Philip Rivers, who was on Morning Air today with John Morales, about how his faith developed in his life. Not only was he an outstanding NFL quarterback, one of the best of all time, he's an outstanding Catholic husband and father of 9 children. And here's how his faith became real to him.
Very thankful for my faith. I was born and raised Catholic, and I think it started very, very simple for me. Was we don't miss Mass on Sundays. There was just never an option. And I think receiving the sacraments and that being just that simple obedience was very foundational for me as I grew and my faith became my own. I was born on December 8th, of course, the feast of Immaculate Conception, so I've certainly felt her love and blessings and intercessions over the years. You mentioned all the blessings. We could talk about the football and forever, but I think just the blessings from God and our family and our faith certainly supersede those by a long shot.
What a great thing for Philip Rivers to say. I love that Southern accent. He's from Alabama, and things have kind of come full circle for him. He, of course, was coached by his dad in high school, and now his sons are being coached by him after he retired from the NFL in 2021. He's been coaching his son's high school Catholic football team, their Catholic school. A couple of his sons are actually on the squad, and one of his sons is going to be the quarterback next year, so things have really come full circle for him. Here's the kind of young man that he wants to form in this program. Here's Philip Rivers.
You know, that 14 to 18-year-old young boy is very formidable age. Getting to be at a Catholic high school and coach these young men, talk about all the time, the whole young man, spiritually, physically, emotionally, academically. If it's just about the football, then we're missing out. We want them to be better men for it when they come out of the program.
Love it. We all want to be better men, better women, and that's what Relevant Radio is all about. So that was Philip Rivers, and we got to get to a break in just a second. But when we come back on the other side of the break, Michaela's going to join me for some Relevant Radio kid jokes. It's kind of my treat to you for being such great givers, giving from the heart with our pledge drive. And by the way, if you want to hear the full interview with Philip Rivers and who he's picking for the Super Bowl, go to our app. Go to relevantradio.com and check out the Morning Air program. John Morales interviewed Philip Rivers today. Check it out. It's a really good interview. And thanks to Philip for doing that, for calling in. All right, so let's take a quick break right now. Timmy's going to join me and Michaela on the other side of the break.
Changing lives in your neighborhood and across the nation. Here's another Relevant Radio miracle moment.
What's your prayer intention?
I have to say that before I found Relevant Radio, I was actually a pagan. And now for 2 years, I've been listening, and I appreciate everything that you've done for me.
God bless you.
Thank you. I just started getting my daughter in Catholic school. She's 5 years old. And so cool. And my prayer request is pretty simple. I've been raising her on my own since she was an infant. And we want to pray that her mother, Emily, can, it's kind of emotional.
That's right.
She can get off drugs and come back to God and and my daughter can have a mom one day.
We're all going to pray for that. Mm-hmm. We're going to pray for that with our whole heart. You bet we are.
Touch a heart and change a soul by making a donation to Relevant Radio today.
Yep, God is in the business of miracles, touching lives and hearts. And one of the ways he does that, in so many ways. One of the ways he does that is through Relevant Radio. And if God has touched you, your life, if you benefited from the programming that we have, whether it's this program, the Cale Clark Show, whether it's the Faith Explained, the Family Rosary Across America, Daily Mass, Trending with Timory, the Patrick Madrid Show, the Drew Mariani Show, Father Simon, so many shows, The Inner Life, I love it. Daybreak, Morning Air, we've got you covered from sun up till sundown. And all night long, of course, we keep broadcasting all around the world, from Maui to Maine and every country under heaven, through the internet and through our Relevant Radio app. And if you'd like to help us, you can call right now, 877-291-0123. This is it. This is the last 15 minutes of the pledge drive for the Cale Clark Show. It's your last chance to get in. We got about 67 people who have called in to donate. Thank you so much. And every dollar that you've given will be matched to 100%. We're looking for 33 more callers in the next 15 minutes. If you can give, if you've never done it, if your heart's starting to thump, it's time to jump. It's time to go to the phones. 877-291-0123. The Relevant Radio app is there for you as well. And the relevantradio.com website. Just click on the banner and please give from the heart. And Timory's joining me right now. And Timory has a heart full of love as well for her daughters, her family. She's with them. And really, Relevant Radio has been a family to you as well in a certain way, right?
Absolutely. Relevant Radio. You know, it's really neat to see over the last couple of months. I know I shared this yesterday with my daughter being in the NICU, just to see how the Relevant Radio supporters who have supported the work mm-hmm. we're doing, the staff, and you know, everyone who listens just really rallied around us. We had so many people praying for us and supporting us. This is what it means to be a part of a Catholic family. It's what it means to be a part of a family, but it's what it means to be a part of this Catholic family that God has given us, that he has entrusted to us. And any baptized Catholic is a part of that. Anyone who's baptized, should I say, is a part of that.
Absolutely.
And this is one of those opportunities where we see that gift of faith when we're actually taking the time to come together. I think Relevant Radio, Cale, is one of those places where people do gather together. And we see that universal Catholic dimension that is otherwise often missed.
Absolutely. Hey, we just got a note here, Timory. I thank you for that. An anonymous donor in Phoenix, Arizona has just given $1,000 online. That becomes $2,000. Maybe it's Kevin Durant. He was just traded to the Phoenix Suns. I don't know if you're listening, Kevin, but if that's you, thanks. And hey, that's a super gift. That's the home of the Super Bowl this year. Hey, if you want to give from the heart, 877-291-0123, relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app. Michaela's up next. Stay tuned.
Explaining the faith so you can explain it to others. It's the Cale Clark Show on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.
Welcome back to the Cale Clark Show on Relevant Radio. Well, as promised, I promised you guys I would do this, and I'm going to deliver right now. We do this every pledge drive. If we make our targets, if we hit our goals, Michaela always comes on to tell kid jokes. My daughter, and she just had a great birthday, her 7th birthday this week. And Michaela's doing really well in school, but she does moonlight every now and again as a comedian here on Relevant Radio. So, Michaela, thanks for coming on today. Are you happy to be here once again?
I'm very happy to be here, Daddy.
Good. And once again, I appreciate the fact that you're willing to share with us your repertoire of humor. So, well, let's just jump into it, Michaela. You ready with your first joke?
And just to remind you, these are dad jokes.
Oh, they're dad jokes. Okay.
They're not kid jokes.
Oh, they're not kid jokes. Okay, they're dad jokes from a kid. Here's joke number one.
How do Earth, Saturn, and Neptune organize a party? They plan it.
They plan it. Love it.
Why do bees have sticky hair?
Why?
Because they use honeycombs.
Honeycombs. I like that one, too.
What
All right.
do you call a helpful sister?
What do you call a helpful sister?
A sister.
Oh, a sister. I like it.
How does the Easter Bunny keep his fur looking good? He uses a hair hairbrush.
Oh, a hairbrush. Oh, my. Oh, my.
What does 11 say when it answers the phone?
I don't know.
Yellow.
Yellow.
Why do pandas like old movies?
Why do pandas like old movies? I don't know.
Because they're in black and white.
Ah, their favorite colors.
I jumped out of swimming in an ocean made of orange soda. It took me a minute to realize it was just a fantasy.
A fantasy? Fanta soda? I like it. I like it. Tasty stuff, too.
What did the mushroom say to the other mushroom?
What did the mushroom say to the other mushroom?
You're a fun guy.
You're a fun guy.
At what time do you go to the dentist?
What time do you go to the dentist?
2:30.
2:30.
How do you follow Will Smith in the snow?
How do you follow Will Smith in the snow?
You follow the Fresh Prince.
You follow the Fresh Prince. Hey, that joke slaps. Get it? Get it? Is it too soon? Too soon? All right, what's the next one?
What do you call a fake noodle?
What do you call a fake noodle?
An impasta.
An impasta. That's it. Those are great jokes. I love the delivery. I love the selection. I love the fact that you chose dad jokes just for me, because I love dad jokes, as you know. Maybe a little bit too much. Do you think I'm funny, Michaela? Do you like my dad jokes that I use all the time? Oh, well, thanks so much for coming on. Do you have anything to say to the people in Relevant Radio Land? Why don't you thank them for their support of the pledge drive this year? Because the theme was give from the heart, and they certainly did do that.
Thank you, everyone at Relevant Radio.
All right, Michaela, thanks for your time. And I hate to tell you this, but you have to do your homework now. Or you get to do your homework. That sounds a little bit more exciting, doesn't it? Maybe not. Anyways, well, thanks, Michaela. God bless. And we'll see you soon, okay?
Okay.
See you after the show. All right. Thank you, Michaela.
Bye, everyone.
Good stuff. That was Michaela, as promised, with her kid jokes, as we always do, here in our pledge drive on Relevant Radio. Okay. Let's go to the phones right now. Jody is calling from Las Vegas. Hi, Jody. Thanks for calling back. It's great to hear from you again.
Hi, Kale. Oh, those were lovely jokes. Michaela is so I love them. Hey, and you know, just to sort of expand on that, I'm actually calling about my teenage daughter, who would always give me a tough time about listening to religious stuff instead of, you know, music in the car. And so sometimes she would just put her headphones on and, you know, I would kick myself thinking, God, you know, my gosh, she's just not ever going to listen to this, right? But when you do your slap jokes, I swear she's got those headphones in, but she'll be cracking up. And then I look at her and I'm like, why are you laughing? And she'll say, oh, did you hear what he just said? So I think you got something going there. It was a good little hook, you know. You know, your little slap humor. I love it. And I think, starting to warm my daughter up, my teenage daughter up. So I like that door, you know, sort of opening for her. So thank you for that. And I can't donate now because I already did, but I
know.
Have a little present. I have a present for Michaela. And what that is a little joke. And I would like to ask Michaela if she knows what pigs put on their owies.
What's that?
Ointment.
Oh, I will make sure she will love that. I loved your call, Jody. I really appreciate that. I'm so glad to hear from you. And I'm so glad that your daughter likes my jokes, too. She must be very intelligent. Hey, I appreciate that. I appreciate all of you guys for listening to the program, for being great supporters of Relevant Radio. Hey, and we're so thankful that you've joined us to give from the heart. And I'm going to be joined by Timory right now for the next few minutes. Let's do it. Here we are once again, just 5 minutes left and the pledge drive for the Cale Clark Show. It'll be over. The pledge drive will be history by the time we go on the air 23 hours from now. So this is really your last opportunity to show some love. If you like the show, if you like the jokes, if you found it funny, if you found it hopefully spiritually enlightening, give us a call, 877-291-0123. Because it is fun to be Catholic, Timory, isn't it? It is fun to be Catholic. And our Lord had a great sense of humor. A lot of the stuff that he says was quite funny. People don't realize it. Hebrew humor, humor by exaggeration. Hey, before you take the speck of sawdust out of your brother's eye, why not pull the telephone pole out of your own eye? I mean, people would have been in stitches. It's great stuff. Jesus was a joyful person. That's why people flocked to him, because he had the joy, he had the life, and they wanted that. So if you want more of Relevant Radio, go to relevantradio.com, the Relevant Radio app, or call 877-291-0123 and say, yes, I want a gift from the heart. I want this thing to keep going. And every dollar is matched 100% for these next 3 minutes, Timory.
That's right. And Larry from Escondido, California just gave $1,200. And Joyce from Escondido, California gave $200. Their money is being doubled. So that makes $1,400 doubled to $2,800.
Oh, wow, that's
supporting
incredible.
Supporting the work we're doing here. Yeah. And hey, I have a question for you, Cale.
Sure.
How did your daughter, Michaela, she's so young, get into telling jokes? I think it's adorable.
She's always been a bit of a ham. I'll tell you, she's kind of a natural performer. And she always tells me, hey, Daddy, I have a job. And I'm like, well, what's your job? She says, I work for Relevant Radio. What do you do for Relevant Radio? I tell jokes. I'm a professional comedian. And she kind of is, but no, she really enjoys it. She always brings a smile to our family, as I'm sure your kids do as well. And I know the people are really loving this, and I thank you guys for listening. And we ran out of time, but I did want to give a shout out to David in Wisconsin, who said that he made his first contribution to Relevant Radio today. He wanted to call in, but we kind of ran out of time. And he said, the earth is loved into existence. Absolutely. We are here because of the overflow of the love in the Trinity. God was not lonely for all eternity. He had perfect community, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, but he wanted to share that love with us, and that's why we're here, and he wants to share it with us for all eternity. That's the mission of Relevant Radio. We want to get everybody.
I have some exciting news, by the way.
Oh, do you?
Sorry, I've got to share this with you. Yes.
Yeah, sure.
Someone just stepped forward in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, mm-hmm. and gave for a second time this week, and gave $10,000 supporting the show
wow.
here, Cale.
Thank you so much, whoever you are. You said it was an anonymous gift?
An anonymous donor. Second gift this week.
Oh, wow. And that becomes $20,000 with our dollar-for-dollar match. And God knows who you are. And I thank you for that from the bottom of my heart. Everyone here at Relevant Radio, from Father Rocky on down, we are so, so thankful for your gift. No matter how big, no matter how small, it all counts. And we're all in this together. We're all grabbing an oar. We're rowing the boat here. And we're trying to get people to heavenly shores. 877-291-0123, relevantradio.com, or the Relevant Radio app. Hey, Joe in Phoenix was also trying to call earlier, and he said that his wife was listening to Relevant Radio before, and I think they were Protestant at the time, and he said, I was blown away. I converted to Catholicism through Relevant Radio. Wow, thank you, Joe. That's an incredible testimony, proof positive that lives are being changed. And Frank in Philadelphia, he said that an old supervisor of his at work told him about the chaplet on the Drew Mariani show, and he got hooked through the chaplet, and then that was kind of his gateway to everything else on Relevant Radio. So thanks, Frank, for that shout out. And hey, if Relevant Radio has helped you, call now. There's just really only about a minute and a half to give and to get that donation matched 100%. relevantradio.com, the Relevant Radio app, or give from the heart by calling 877-291-0123. Timory.
Ben just gave $1,000 in Irvine, California. And Dina, Bakersfield, California, $600. You know, California's really stepping it up today. Let's see Florida.
Cali's
I've not seen Florida
through.
Lately. Yes.
Yeah,
Orange County.
Orange, hey, from the orange groves in California to the oranges in Florida. Hey, orange, you glad to have rolling red. I'm sorry, that's another bad pun. 877-291-0123. But this is a good thing. Give from the heart at relevantradio.com and the Relevant Radio app. Thank you so much.